Temperature has dropped from 100 degrees to 80 degrees, and the rain is coming down really hard. Let's see what it looks like on the front porch.
Walk through the house. It's all nice and quiet in here. Kind of hear it on the skylights. Yeah, let's go listen to it on the front porch.
Temperature on the back porch dropped from 100 degrees to 80 degrees. The temperature on the back porch dropped from 100 degrees to 80 degrees as soon as it started raining. Enjoying a beautiful rainstorm. Nature's natural air conditioning. Man, it went from hot to not. Nothing flat. Had too much thunder in this storm. The one the other night, oh my goodness, I wish I would have recorded that. I think I would have blown out my microphone there. Those cracks of lightning were so loud. Then there was 9,000 customers without power that literally started across the street from us, so we really lucked out. Oh, what a beautiful day. You're listening to the real life of Allie's Grace. Right here. Call in if you want to check. I'll take you on the next week.
Well, it looks like I wasted Wednesday. And now it's on to Thursday. My cat concurs. with a meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. For all those who have yet to pick up meow meow as a alternative language, I spoke to my cat and said, "Oh, it appears you would like some milk." And she said, "Meow." I said, "When do you like that?" She said, "Right, meow." Heavens, the Murgatroyd. Nice fresh cup of coffee. This wonderful Thursday morning. Albeit only 9 minutes into the morning of Thursday. Some could confuse it with Wednesday night. But I figured if I made a reference, even if it's wrong, at least in my wave it would sound as if it was on that day. Because in the future, when you look back to the past that is the now, does it really matter what day of the week it was? Unless you're, like, trying to do some astrologymanisticies on it. You know, with your... I never thought about it that way. Really? Oh, now we have a guest appearance by Little Meow Meow herself. Really? Oh, that's not what your mother says. Oh, I shouldn't listen to her. Oh, I see. I see. Oh, is that so? Well, there you go, folks. You heard it here first. Exactly. Meow, 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 meow. It's time to live in the meow now. Thank you for the backup vocals, little A. She says, "You're very welcome." Oh, really? Oh, you don't say. Oh, my God. Really? Does that have anything to do with that little crunchy stuff I put in that bowl? It does. Just a little bit? Or a lot of bit? This much? Or this much? No, it was the first one. Okay. Okay, there you go. There's the kitty crunch num num. Kitty crunch num nums! This wave brought to you by Kitty Cratch. Kitty Cratch? Sounds like a bad thing. Kitty Crunch Num Nums. Ooh, that sounds kind of saucy in itself. Must be time for... You naughty bird. You naughty... Naughty eagle. Unity eagle, as the rest of us call it. Two... Vortex up from her slumber. So in this wave, I say, "Psst, good morning, Sylvia. I love you. Welcome to a new day. To a new day. Welcome to a new day. Hey, hey. Alistair Gardist. Being him silly self. Right here on Alistair FM. Brought to you by Anchor.fm. Beep, boop, boop. This concludes our broadcasting for this moment.